If you want to say under in Chinese, you would say
下, 下, black finger down, 下, under.
How do you say now in Chinese?
现在.
How would you say now?
现在.
And how would you say now?
现在.
How do you say under?
下.
It's the same sound. How would you say under?
下.
Wherever we tried to find her, Mrs. Xia was under the table. It was very uncanny. So we have this exact same pattern, just as on goes after whatever it's on. It's on the table, at table on. It's inside the house, at house inside. We have under, at table under. It's under the table. So how would you say it's under the table?
他假.
How would you say to be at?
他在桌子下下下下.
It's under the table.
他在桌子下.
It's under the table.
他在桌子下.
What do you say? You say what?
什么?
You say what? So we always will have this. It's such an elegant way of presenting it, I think, because we have the what in the place where the answer is going to be. I call it the fill-in-the-blank sentence structure, and it comes a lot in Chinese. And I love it because it makes it so easy. It's such an easy way to present things. So instead of saying, what do you say in English, and then saying, I say so-and-so, in Chinese they say, you say what? And then the answer would be, you say whatever they're referring to. So please give me, what do you say?
You say what? 你说什么?
What do you say?
你说什么?
I say this book is under the table. I say this book.
我说这个书在桌子下。
I say this book is under the table.
我说这个书在桌子下。
We're in a situation now where we're in a room and I want to show you a book and I'm pointing it out. And I'm asking you, can you see the book, which is on, it's under the table there. Can you see that book?
So you can see book.
You can see that book question.
Okay. 你能看见那个书吗?
Can you see that book?
你能看见那个书吗?
It is under the table.
它在桌子下。
How would you say table?
桌子。
桌
子。桌
子。桌子。How would you say under?
下。
Yes, 下。
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 Now, how would you say it's under the table?
他在桌子
下。
下。
It is under the table.
他在桌子下。
But I see this book.
可是我看见这个书，
But I see this book.
可是我看见这个书，
It is on the table.
它在桌子。
This city that is on the bay, on the
On the
sea.
sea, Shang. It is on the table. 它在桌子上。
It is on the table.
它在桌子上。
In your house, do you have a television?
Inside your house? Or in
Inside your house. When we're talking about your house or someone's house, we're going to
Santa
add
Claus is
the
jolly.
inside. Exact. Santa Claus is very jolly.
In your house, you have television question.
Yes.
In your house. Okay. 你的，no, 在你的家里，你有电视吗？
In your house, do you have a television?
在你的家里，你有电视吗？
And how would you say have or yes?
Yo.
Yo.
The word for big in Chinese is.
Da. Da. Black finger down. Da for big.
Spelled in romanization, DA. Black finger down. So I asked this Russian guy, is Russia a big country? He said, Da. Is it big?
Ta da ma?
Is it big?
Ta da ma?
No, it is not big.
Bu.
And then how would you say it is not big?
Ta Buddha.
No, it is not big.
Bu, ta bu da.
In your house, where is the television?
Zai. Ni de. Zai. Jia li. Dian. She. Nar.
The yantar is at where?
At where? I had at the beginning. Do I
And
need
we,
at again?
you can have as many ats as you like. Remember that tsai is
It's a
a
verb.
verb.
Sure.
In your house, where is the television? Or where at where is the television?
在你的家里电。是，在哪儿？How would you say house or home?
家。
家。How would you say you?
你。
Good. 你。
In your house, where is the television?
在你的家里，电视在哪儿？
It is on the table.
他在桌子上。
How would you say on? On the sea, on.
上。
Shang.
Shang.
Yes, Shang.
What's the name of this city that's on the sea?
Shanghai.
And so how would you say that city in Chinese?
Shanghai.
And so the first character, the first syllable is on. And so it's the exact same word. And that's what we're using here. So whenever you mention Shanghai, you're actually using two Chinese words, which are very commonly used words, on and see. It is on the table.
它在桌子上.
In your house, where is the toilet?
在你的家里. 厕所在哪儿?
How do you say toilet?
厕所。
Yes.
Can I take that one again? 在你的家里. 厕所在哪儿?
In your house, where is the toilet?
在你的家里，厕所在哪儿?
The word
有,
which before we were introduced to as having the meaning to have, like I have this or she has that, also is used to mean there is or there are, which we do find in other languages as well. It's interesting how languages that may have had no geographical connection come up with very, very similar cognitive and meaning patterns. And so we can use
有
to mean there is, there are. In his home, is there a television? There is television? Question. In his home.
在他的家里
There is. 有电视吗? In his home, is there a television?
在他的家里有电视吗?
And if you want to say, yes, there is, you'd say,
有.
Are there people watching television now?
We're going to put now at the beginning of our question in order to really emphasize now instead of our usual word order, who, when, and what.
Now?
现在.
There are?
有.
People?
人.
At this moment?
在.
Watching television question.
To watch television?
To look at television, watch television.
看电视吗?
Are there people watching television now?
现在有人在看电视吗?
How would you say, no are, there aren't?
不有.
And so, what is the special negative that we use with 有?
Of course, because it's the same word. 没有.
So, there aren't.
没有.
And you'll hear that a lot in Chinese conversation. 没有. Over and over again, when you go into shops and you go to restaurants and you talk to people and listen to them, you'll hear that expression a lot. Under his table, is there a big book?
在他的家下有大
书吗?
Under his table. How do you say table?
桌子。
How do you say under his table?
His table under?
Under his table. That's right. At his table under.
在他的桌子下。
There is a big book. Question.
有的书吗?
Under his table, is there a big book? Question.
在他的桌子下有大书吗?
And your answer is, yes, there is.
有。
有。
Where is there a book? Translate, at where there is book.
在哪儿有书?
Now, what happens in spoken Chinese is when we say 在哪儿, at the beginning, we drop the 在.
Is there a reason why it's not there is a book where?
Because we have been putting question words at the end.
Because we're saying there is. When we're using there is or there is a book, there are people, there are books, and we ask where, the where, at where, comes at the beginning of the sentence. For example, where is there a book? Literally would be, at where is there book? The literal translation of that in Chinese would be,
在哪儿有书?
If you say that, you will be understood quite well. You will also hear people saying,
哪儿有书?
Having dropped the 在. Either way is fine. You will be able to communicate and you will be understood perfectly. After a while, you may wish to do it dropping the 在 at the beginning. Where are there people?
哪儿有人?
Where are there people?
哪儿有人?
In your home, are there books? Question.
你的家里书吗?
So how will I know if there are books?
Sorry, can you give me the English again?
Yes. In your home, are there books? Question.
你的家里有书吗?
In your home, are there books?
你的家里有书吗?
And so I noticed that you have taken the colloquial Chinese way of saying this by dropping the 在. And so please give the answer, there are none.
没有。
没有。
Where is there a bathroom?
Where is there? Okay, so where there is bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
哪儿有厕所?
Where is there a bathroom?
哪儿有厕所?
And so understand that in the Chinese mind, the at where, or at, in a certain place, 在, is being dropped. It's included in the speaker's mind, and the listener understands this, but it's just dropped in the colloquial sense.
And it's used for only like half. Means where has
or where there is, when we say this way, we drop the 在. You can drop that.
Only with there is and there are. Mm. Yeah.
And your answer is not too far. It's not too far.
It's not too far. Ta bu tai yuan.
It is not too far.
Ta bu tai yuan.
The word for school in Chinese is
学校. 学, blue finger up. 学校, 校, black finger down. 学校.
And is that the same 学 from student and to learn?
That's true. That's correct.
学校
for school.
And 校 means?
校 is like a building or a, how to say, place.
Perfect.
It's a place to learn.
Yes.
The school we attended was the most god-awful 学. Xiao, you could imagine. And the teachers, don't get me started on the teachers. Other Americans in your school. At your school, there are Americans? Question?
在学.
At your?
在你的学校. May?
Are there?
有美国人吗?
How do you say America?
美国.
How do you say nation?
国.
How do you say school?
学校.
校.
学校.
Yes. 学校.
How would you say in your house?
在你的家里.
How would you say in your school?
在你的学校里.
How would you say in your school, are there Americans? Question.
在你的学校, sorry, 学校, 没,
in your school,
在你的学校里,
there are Americans? Question.
有美国人吗?
And so we have the option of leaving off the 在 at the beginning. Either way is correct. And you will hear it both ways, but the colloquial way is to leave it off. In your school, are there Americans?
在你的 学校里有美国人吗?
In his school, there are no English students. Students from England.
Yeah, okay. 他的学校里有...
There are none.
没有英...
How would you say student or students?
学生.
How would you say in his school there are no English students?
他的学校里没有 英国学生.
In his school, there are no English students.
他的学校里没有
英国学生。
In your school, are there Chinese students?
在你的学校有。
And so how would we indicate in your school?
In your school, Li.
Exactly. And so what makes that difference then? He is at home. How would you say he is at home?
他在家。
Exactly. How would you say he is at his home?
他在他的家里。
And so whenever we're indicating his, hers, someone's, we're going to use the word for in, which is?
里。
So how would you say, in your school, are there Chinese students?
在你的学生里。
What is the word for school?
学生。
What is that the word for?
Student.
And how would you say school?
学校。
And so, in your school,
在你的学校里。
Are there Chinese students?
有中国学生吗?
How do you say student?
学生。
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 Yes.
In your school, are there Chinese students?
在你的学校里有中国学生吗?
And your answer is, there are none.
没有。
没有。
And of course, you also have the option to eliminate the 在 at the beginning, which is the way most colloquial speakers use it. In Beijing, is there a good school?
So at Beijing, you don't need inside because it's a country, so...
Or geographical location. Any geographical location, we don't need inside.
Okay, so at Beijing, there is good school, you said?
Yes.
Good school, question. Okay. Beijing... 有好学生学校吗?
In Beijing, is there a good school?
北京有好学校吗?
And so once again, notice that you use the colloquial Chinese way of expressing this and you drop the 在 at the beginning. In your school, is there a good teacher? In your school, your school.
在你的学校有。
In your school.
I left out Li again. 在你的学校。里有好老师吗?
How do you say you?
你
Yes. 你 How do you say your?
你的
In your school, is there a good teacher?
在你的学校里有好老师吗?
And what would be another way of saying that?
你的学校里有好老师吗?
The answer would be no, there is not.
没有。
In my school, there is not a good teacher.
我的学校里没有好老师。
No, in my school, there is not a good teacher.
没有我的学校里没有好老师。
If you want to say this, how would you say this?
这个。
How would you say just this?
这。
If you want to say here in Chinese, you would say
这。 So 这 and 这。 Black finger down. 这。 For here, 这,
so it's this with er on the end.
Yeah.
It's the exact same character as 这. Okay, the same character for this with a
er
at the end.
There's a, for here we have a two character. One is 这, is this, and another character is er. We have er character. But the pronunciations look just jerk.
So actually, this is a two-syllable word in Chinese. There are two characters. There is the character for this, and then there is the character for.
Jer.
And that means here. He is here. He is at here.
他在这儿.
He is here.
他在这儿.
She is here.
他在这儿.
And how would you say it is here?
他在这儿.
How would you say they are here?
他们. 在这儿.
How would you say they are not here?
他们不这儿.
And how would you indicate to be at?
在.
And so how would you say they are not at here or they are not here?
他们不在这儿.
He is here.
他在这儿.
She is here.
他在这儿.
It is here.
他在这儿.
They are here.
他们在这儿.
They are not here.
他们不在这儿.
Who is here?
So here is who?
Who is at here?
Oh, yeah. 谁在这儿?
Who is here?
谁在这儿?
I am here.
我在这儿.
I am here.
我在这儿.
Who are you? You are who?
你是. 谁?
Who are you?
你是谁?
Who is she?
她是谁?
Who is she?
她是谁?
You're looking at some people standing in a crowd and you turn to someone and you say, who are they?
谁是?
They are who?
Okay. 他们是谁?
Who are they?
他们是谁。
So where you place the who in Chinese follows the fill in the blank pattern. Who is here? He is here. Or he is who? He is my teacher. You just put the who wherever the answer will go. Sometimes you'll notice that the Chinese will mirror the English word order, and sometimes it won't.
So if you say, who is here?
谁在这?
And then how would you answer, I am here?
我在这。
How would you say I?
我。
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 Now following the exact same pattern as here, where we have 这 plus
而这儿。
If we want to say there, we would say
那儿。那儿。那 plus 二那 black finger down 二那 for there.
So these are actually two characters, two syllables in Chinese. There.
那
black finger down. They are there.
他们在那儿。
The teacher is there.
老师在那儿。
The teacher is here.
老师在这儿。
How would you say teacher?
老师。
The teacher's not here.
老师不在这儿。
The teacher's not here now.
老师不。
We want to know when this is happening. Right after who. After who comes when.
老师现在不在。
How would you say teacher?
老师
Good. 老师
The teacher is not here now.
老师现在不在这儿
Why is the teacher here?
为什么老师在这儿吗No, 为什么 is the question mark, you don't need my dad.
So once again, please.
为什么老师在这儿?
Why is the teacher here?
为什么老师在这儿?
Why isn't the teacher here now?
为什么见在
Well, we have to know who and
first,
then when.
And then when. Okay. 为什么老师现在不在这儿?
Why isn't the teacher here now?
为什么老师现在不在这儿。
He wants to meet my friend.
他, or he would like to, or wants to?
He wants to.
他要。
And he wants to meet my friend as to be acquainted with him, to meet him, he would like to be introduced to him.
他要。Jen.
So what does Jen mean?
To see someone? To...
Yes, but in this case, he actually would like to be introduced to him. He would like to meet him as to be introduced to him. I needed to see my osteopath because I, what, my back?
认识.
My back. That's why I wanted to be introduced to him, so that he could treat me.
So he wants to be, he wants to meet
my friend.
他认识.
He wants.
他要认识我的朋友.
He wants to meet, as in to be introduced to, my friend.
他要认识我的朋友.
He can meet, as in to be introduced to, my friend there. In Chinese, it would be there he can meet my friend.
At there?
You can say at there, or you can drop the at.
在那儿他能认识我的朋友.
He can meet my friend there.
在那儿他能认识我的朋友.
But not here.
可是 不这.
Not at here.
可是 不在这.
But not here.
可是 不在这.
What is the word for today? Today we are drinking gin.
Yeah, I know there's gin in there, gin, but...
It's with a green thumb.
Gin.
今天.
Because gin means now, right? Doesn't it mean it's happening like currently?
And tian means day. 今天 for today.
So two green thumbs in succession. A real green thumb word. How would you say today?
今天.
What is the word for every?
每. Red V for victory. 每 for every.
Just like the
美
used in America. But it's a different character. Of course, if English can have words that sound the same and mean different things, Chinese even more so. So the word for every in Chinese is
美.
How do you think you would say every day?
每天.
每天.
Positive thinking is my thing. Every 每天, in every day, 天. I am getting better and better. I watch television every day.
每天.
Who is actually doing this?
Okay, I am.
我每天看电视.
How do you say TV?
电视.
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 I watch television every day.
我每天看电视.
Do you watch television every day?
你每天看电视吗?
Do you watch television every day?
你每天看电视吗?
Do English people watch television every day?
英国人 每天看电视吗?
Do English people watch television every day?
英国人每天看电视吗?
If we want to say some in Chinese, we say there are some, which is?
有的, red V for victory, 有的, closed fist, 有的, for some.
How would you say there is or there are?
有.
And how would you say some or there are some?
有的.
Some people in England watch television every day. And the way we would say it is, in England, some people every day watch television.
英国, some people, 有的看电视. Oh, in England, some every day. Okay, yeah, sorry.
In England, some people every day watch television.
英国有的每天.
And who is doing this? Some people.
Didn't I say 有的?
And I would like to hear the word for person or people.
Oh, okay. 英国有的. 人每天看电视.
So we have two sentences which we're going to compare. One is, there is a good school in Beijing. How would you say that?
在北京有好
How would you say school?
学校.
Yeah, 学校. How would you say Beijing?
北京.
Yes, 北京.
Now in this sentence, we can drop the 在. There's no ambiguity here as to who is performing action. It's in Beijing, there is a good school. In contrast, we have, you have friends in Beijing, which would be
你有.
Let's take it again. In Beijing,
在北京.
You have friends.
你有朋友.
In this case, we need 在. We don't want any confusion as to whether Beijing or you is doing the action. And so in order to know that it is happening in Beijing and you are doing the action, we say 在 Beijing. How would we say there is a good school in Beijing?
北京有好学校.
How would we say you have friends in Beijing?
在北京你有朋友.
How would we say some people in England watch television every day? In England, some people every day.
在英国每
some
oh every
there are some.
There are some is a 有的
people
人
every day.
每天看电视.
In England, some people watch television every day.
在英国有的人每天看电视.
We use 在 here to say in England. so that there's no danger that someone might think that England is doing the action.
Do you watch television every day?
You every day watch television? Question.
Exactly.
Thank you. 你每天看电视吗?
Do you watch television every day?
你每天看电视吗?
I don't have a television.
我没有电视。
I don't have a television.
我没有电视。
Really?
真的吗?
Really?
真的。
Really?
真的吗?
Really?
真的。
Every family, every home, because in China, the home is synonymous with the family. Every family has a television.
每家有电视。
Every family has a television.
每家有电视。
But you say every family has a television?
可是你说每家有电视。
But you say every family has a television?
可是你说每家有电视。
The word for correct.
对, black finger down. 对, for correct.
Mr. 对 was always correct, or that is what he claimed. Mrs. 对 disagreed. So in answer to, you say every family has a television, and you would answer correct.
对.
Can this correct also mean is correct? To
yes.
be correct.
It is a verb. It means is correct. And it is also a way of saying yes. We have three ways of saying yes now. One way is to repeat the verb in the positive. Another way is to say
是.
And the third way is to say
对.
So yes. Using correct.
对.
I say that every family has a television. I say.
我说.
Every family.
每家.
Has a television.
有电视.
How do you say family or home?
家.
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 Correct. I say that every family has a television.
对，我说每家有电视。
I also say that some people would like to read a book. I also say
我也说
some people
有的人
would like to read a book.
想看书。
How do you say people or person?
人。
人。How do you say would like to?
想。
Yes. 想。
I also say that some people would like to read a book.
我也说有的人想看书。
How would you say hi or hello?
你好。
And how would you answer?
你好。
And then you ask, how are you?
你好吗?
你好。你好吗?
And you might reply, not bad. The Chinese for not bad is
不错.
So we have two characters, two syllables. The first one we already are familiar with, the negative, 不. But because it's a trampoline here, we're going to say
不,
blue finger up. 错, black finger down. 错, for bad or wrong. 错.
First he said, boots on, keep your boots on. Then he yelled, boots off, boots off. Personally, I'd say, 不错 is not bad. How would you say not bad?
不错,错,不错,错,不错.
How would you say water if you are in Brooklyn, New York?
Water.
How would you say bad or wrong? Not bad, actually. How would you say not bad?
不错.
And you?
你呢?
And you?
你呢?
I'm not bad either. I either is also or too. So I'm not bad either. We're actually saying I'm not bad too. I'm also not bad.
我也不错.
I'm not bad either.
我也不错.
And now let's have a little bit of rhyming practice in Chinese. He says that her toilet is not bad.
他说她的厕所不错。错。不错。错。
He says that her toilet is not bad.
他说她的厕所不错。
There are English students here. Add here or here, if you wish to drop the zai. There are English students.
在这有英国学生。
There are English students here. Here there are English students.
在这儿有英国学生.
Do they all live in his home?
They all live in his home. Question again. 他们的去.
It's the name of a religion.
他的家吗?
It's his home, not home.
So inside, okay. 在他的家里吗?
Would you explain to me the difference between why you used ja or jali?
When you're specifying whose home it is, you use li.
Exactly. Do they all live in his home?
他们都 住在他的家里吗?
Of course not. Of course not. And how would you say, of course?
It's the grand dame.
Exactly, and she's dyslexic, so things go a little different.
当然。
Not.
不.
Of course not.
当然不.
Why would your friend like to live in Beijing? Why your friend?
为什么?
Your friend.
你的朋友.
Would like to live in Beijing.
would like to 想住住在北京吗? Or no, you don't need 吗, because it's 为什么?
Why would your friend like to live in Beijing?
为什么你的朋友想住在北京?
Why not? Why not? It's exactly the same as in English.
为什么不?
His family lives in Beijing.
他的家住在北京。
How do you say Beijing?
北京。
Yes, 北京。
Why not? His family lives in Beijing.
为什么不?他的家住在北京。
And you reply, not so, that's not true, no.
错。
That is correct, and you can say, what did you say?
错。
Which means wrong.
Or bad.
Or bad, and it, but it can mean wrong here, and that's how you used it correctly. So, you say, his family lives in Beijing, and you replied,
错。
Which means wrong. If you wanted to say not correct, how would you say that?
Dia? Is it Mr. Dia? No,
Mr. Dui.
Mr. Dui. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he thought he was correct, but his wife disagreed.
Bu Dui.
That's not so.
Bu Dui.
No, the trampling here. Bu. 对。
His mother lives in Shanghai.
他的妈妈住在 Shanghai.
His mother lives in Shanghai.
他的妈妈住在上海。
Maybe he also lives there.
大概他也住那儿。
It's correct. It's a correct sentence. That's fine. But live at here or live in here.
At here.
Yeah.
So you can say it both ways. Both ways are correct.
The way you said it is absolutely perfect colloquial Mandarin.
Okay. Give it to me again.
Maybe he also lives there.
大概他也住在那儿。
So both ways are correct, and you will be perfectly understood both ways. Maybe he also lives there.
大概他也住在那儿。
Some people would like to read a book, and some people would like to watch television.
有的人想看电视 or which one was first, watch TV or read first?
Read a book.
看书和有的人想看电视。
Well, we have two separate sentences here, actually, two separate phrases, and so we don't need and. The time that we use, how would you say and?
Is when you're listing objects. It's...
Or objects or people.
Okay.
And that's when we use it.
Okay.
But when we, and routinely in English, we say some people would like to do this and some people would like to do that.Or, well, first I went here, and then I went over there. We don't do that in Chinese. We have them as separate sentences.
We use other word. You use other word, we can say and, but not 和.
Okay, so it's 有的人想 看书有的人想看电视。
Some people would like to read a book, and some people would like to watch television.
有的人想看书，有的人想看电视。
In my home, the television is under the table.
In my home, the television at the table under. 在我的家里电视在桌子上 No, 下
In my home, the television is under the table.
在我的家里电视在桌子下
In her home, the television is on the table.
在她的家里电视上桌子 Oh, the TV is at under the table. Is that?
At table on.
The whole thing again is
yes.
At her house. Okay. So.
In her house, the television is on the table.
On or under?
On the table.
Okay. 在她的家里电视在桌子上
So how do you say the name of the city that's on the sea?
上
How do you say table?
桌儿桌
桌子桌子
In her home, the television is on the table.
在她的家里电视在桌子上。
They don't have a television in their home. In their home, they don't have a television.
在他的。
In their home.
在他们的家里没有电视。
Your way is correct too, but here we try to say in their home, they don't have a television.
I didn't say
you
the
didn't
second
say
they.
This, they didn't say, yeah, you didn't say they.
But it so is if, understood.
But it's also understood.
Effectively, I said in their home, there is a television.
You said in their home, there isn't a television.
There isn't, rather than they don't have.
And you communicated what you wanted to communicate, sure. Which is exactly what this whole course is about.
Indeed.
We're only interested in communication. We're not interested in the niceties of grammar or anything else. We want you to be able to communicate, period. Full stop. In their home, they don't have a television.
在他们的家里，他们没有电视。
In their home, they don't have a television.
在他们的家里，他们没有电视。
In our home, we have a television and a book.
在我们的家家里，我们的。
我们
有 a television and a book, 一个电视和一个书。
In our home, we have a television and a book.
在我们的家里， 我们有一个电视和一个书。
And you would also be perfectly understood if you left out the 一个. We love it when you intuitively come up with colloquial Mandarin phrases and patterns and the use of these words in different ways that are totally fluent and that we haven't specifically taught you. The patterns are gold, and the patterns that we're giving you are going deep, very deep, and you are demonstrating to us that you are able to use them in very creative ways, and we just love that. Is your Chinese teacher at home now? Chinese language teacher.
你的中文老师现在在家吗?
How do you say teacher?
老师
Yes. 老师
I have a question. Why did you specifically in this case decide not to use the word for inside as in 家里?
Because it was at home and we didn't specify whose home it was.
Perfect. Is your Chinese teacher at home now?
你的中文老师现在在家吗?
No. In other words, he's not at wherever, and you just use the verb. No at.
不在.
He is in Beijing now.
他在北京。
He now, because we have to know when it's happening.
他现在在北京。
How do you say not at?
不在。
Yes, the trampoline is here. 不在。
No, he is in Beijing now.
不在，他现在在北京。
Where is your English teacher?
你的老师。
Your English language teacher?
你的英文。老师在哪儿?
Where is your English language teacher?
你的英文老师在哪儿?
Does he have books in his home?
他有书在家里。
In his home?
在他的家里吗?
Or we can say, in his home, does he have book? Okay.
And so would you please tell us?
In his home, he has, okay. 在他的家里他有书吗?
So please tell us both ways.
The both way are fine, but more generally we say the place first and then say the person and the verb.
他有书在他的家里吗?
And then the more common variant.
在他的家里他有书吗?
Of course, he's a teacher. Well, all teachers have books in their home. Of course.
So I've grown dumb again.
And she's dyslexic.
Dumb, Ran.
He is a teacher.
Ta shi, lao shi.
all teachers have books in their home.
老师都有书在他们的家里。
Of course, he's a teacher. All teachers have books in their home.
当然，他是老师，老师都有书在他们的家里。